Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. The only thing that's right about the wife's family for most men is that at least they're hers, not yours. I'm very fortunate with my parents-in-law. We get on terribly well together, except when we actually meet. Lieutenant Commander Murray is in a worse position. Being married to the Admiral's daughter means that he is their property by right of possession. They own his house, his job, and his uniform. Fortunately, he and his parents-in-law get on terribly well together. Except when they actually meet.
Now, look here, Murray, it's just not good enough. Netta and I have been blasted good enough to give you and Rita a blasted roof over your blasted heads. So the least you could have done would have been to turn up at the blasted pub last night.
Blasted ingratitude, that's what it blasted is.
Oh, do blasted shut up, Netta, you stupid old bat. I'm blasted dealing with this.
Don't you blasted well call me a stupid old bat, you blasted old fool.
I blasted call you any blasted thing I blasted like.
Blasted turn with me just because you blasted think you blasted can any time you blasted like.
If I could get a word in.
No, you blasted can't.
Blasted. Oh, sorry, pardon.
Oh, I should blasted think. Came home wringing wet, I did. I warned you when you asked me for my daughter's hand that one of your marital duties would be to turn up outside me pub at closing time every night to lift me onto me bike and scoot me home. What happened last night?
Well, I couldn't leave my ship, sir. I had to wait until the dockyard workers had finished fitting our new radar equipment.
I'm not talking about what happened to you. I'm talking about what happened to me.
Just like the old days, the stupid old fool came home wringing wet. Blasted soap down to his blasted long, blasted johnsy blasted one.
No need to go into blasted details.
Oh, all right, I am a married man.
But how did you get so wet, sir? Because of you, of course. Reeled out of the pub as usual, no helping hand, attempted to get on me bike single-handed, did 5 yards, then keeled over and bounced out of a horse trough into the pond.
My word, what a splash. I'm terribly sorry. I would have sent the chief, but he was off duty, and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips was in the Gosport cartoon cinema watching 3 hours of Popeye.
If I'd known, I'd have gone with him. Mr. Popeye's girlfriend, Olive Oyle, always reminds me of my sister.
Ghastly freak always reminds me of you, you skinny old bag.
It would take more than blasted spinach to get your blasted muscles going again.
On second thoughts, I will have that cup of tea.
Who asked you to have one?
Oh, that's right, you didn't.
Well, you're blasted lucky. When she makes it, it's baked. My word, it's potent. One cupful and you've got a hell of a problem for a month. Go away! We don't buy things at the door!
It's me, your flag lieutenant, sir. Signal from the CNC home fleet, sir, to you, sir. And why you haven't got his job, sir, is beyond me, sir.
Oh, never mind buttering up me boots. What's the blasted message?
Operation Mark 31, radar testing to be carried out as planned, sir. You're expected aboard flagship at 1400 the day after tomorrow, sir. And what lovely boots you have, sir. Huh? Prepare to buckle them up at any time you say, sir. Oh. Just leave them outside the door, sir. Nothing too much trouble, sir. Oh, my word, sir, they are at stake, sir. Been in the pond again, sir? Believe it to me, sir. I'll have the pond drained and your boots buttered up again in no time, sir.
Flag,
sir.
Shut your cake hole. Send a signal to the CNC saying that I'll see him at 1300 before his blasted booze runs out.
Good morning, Chief.
No, sir, it's not.
Oh, of course, it wouldn't be for you. You've just come back from a 48-hour pass.
That has nothing to do with it, sir. As an humble servant not low on one of her glorious majesty's ships in the line, I think I'm entitled to know. What is that?
What's what?
That thing up there.
What thing up where?
That there up there.
Oh, that's the sun. It often shines at this time of day, if you're quick enough to catch it.
No, sir, you're gawping a bit too high. The bat there I was referring to is that great big white disc on top of our mast where our radar used to be.
Eh? Lummy, you're right. It's shaped like a saucer. And if that's the saucer, however big is the cup?
Mr. Phillips, sir.
And wherever are we going to put the spoon?
Mr. Phillips, sir, that is not a saucer. It's some form of little canoe scientific apparition we wot not of.
Gosh, fancy it coming all the way from outer space, landing on top of our mast. Do you think there are little green men living in it? Perhaps we should get them a ladder so they can come down and say, how do you do, little pink men? And we can say, how do you do, little green men? Would you like to borrow my comic?
Felix, sir, it's not exactly the little canoe scientific apparition or what it of. I mean,
Chief, I think you've got watted where you should have got knotted.
Yeah, you could be right, sir, but all the same, sir.
Hello, Mr. Phillips. Hello, Chief.
Good morning, sir. Lovely to see you, sir. Now, if you'll just initial the extension to my parcel, I'll be off, sir. No delay. I haven't unpacked my suitcases, sir.
What?
No. It's the whatnot, sir. It's my dear old white-haired mother, sir. She's trapped behind it, sir, with a nasty attack of the whatnot. But it's better not to whatnot what of when you're behind the whatnot.
Chief, I know not what you're whatnoting about, or... I mean, Mr. Phillips, what's he whatnoting about?
I don't know, sir, but it's something about those little green men who don't know where to put their spoons.
Perhaps it's me.
You start again without little green men or their whatnots.
Just what are you both in this tizzy about?
That thing, sir. That thing up there. Where did it come from? And what does it do? In the case of something I don't like, don't bother to tell me. Just find the leave pass and I'll be halfway to somewhere before you can switch it on.
Oh, I see. It was fitted whilst you were on leave.
Was it? And they can unfit it whilst I'm on leave again, can't they?
Oh, I doubt it, Chief. I mean, you know what the housing situation is like. So where could the little green men stay?
Mr. Phillips, I know this is going to be an enormous disappointment to you, but that is not a flying saucer. It's the Mark 31 radar scanning disc.
It's what?
Pardon? Exactly. Right, well, if you just sign my leave pass here, then I'll be off later.
There's no need to panic. It'll just make Troutbridge more efficient.
Well, I admit that wouldn't take much. But this is the latest version. It's been fitted to most of the ships in the home fleet, and there's an exercise the day after tomorrow to test the new radar out.
What, will you just sign the leave pass? I'll be halfway.
No, you won't, Chief.
I'd rather like to go with him, actually. Funny enough, I've always wanted to go halfway to...
Mr. Phillips, you've been halfway there for years.
Now, that was unkind, sir. I should probably sulk a bit.
Don't you worry, Mr. Phillips. I'll send you a picture postcard.
No, thanks. Now, I've seen your picture postcards before. I'll only get arrested.
Nobody's going anywhere, sir. There's no need to panic. Troutbridge won't be on the exercise.
What?
Of course, it's beyond my control. It's been decided by the Admiral that my ship won't take part. It's too dangerous.
Daddykins? Who's Daddykins' pet?
I am, too. I'm not Daddykins' pet. You must know the Admiral's ordered us to put to sea on a totally different mission.
Using that thing up there?
The thing that's full of little green men.
No! Nowhere to take my wife. That is his daughter, Rita Kins. I mean Rita. For a quick trip round the harbour. She's just taking an interest in my work, you understand?
Oh, yes, sir. We understand.
I am not Daddy Kins' pet. No, they obviously had enough ships taking part in the exercise without us.
Of course, sir. And, incidentally, sir...
Well,
sir, what's happened to our old radar equipment, sir?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. It's lying around on the dockyard somewhere. That looks like it over there. It's obsolete now.
Gosh, it looks brand new.
It would do. You never knew how to use it.
I have my own methods of navigation.
Yes. like wetting your finger and sticking it up in the air to see which way the wind's blowing. Or pulling up at a lighthouse and asking the keeper the way.
Well, it works, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Give or take a couple of 100 miles. But come on, Murray, sir. About that old radar equipment on the dockside, I mean, it makes the place look untidy, sir. So, how would it be if I arranged...
Oh, never mind about all that old junk. Just make sure the ship is ready to sail at 10:00 tomorrow.
10:00? Having a bit of a lay-in, sir.
Now, come on, don't be unkind, Mr. Phillips, sir. He was only married a few weeks ago.
Who said it wouldn't last?
That's enough. Just get the ship tidied up and ready to put to sea at 10:00 tomorrow. Understood? Chaps? Please.
Leave it to us, sir. We won't let Daddykins and Ritikins down.
Shop! Where are you, nunky-airy old horror? Come out from behind that curtain, you fuzz-faced old goat. Or I'll tell Auntie where you hear her bonts banging and belting stick.
Watch it, Johnsy boy. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I thought that would do it. You listen to me, you disreputable old destitute disaster. I've got a deal for you.
No, thanks. The Rosses have only just stopped watching me emporium since the last one.
No. This is dead safe. I'm about to offer you the chance of modernizing your tug to your tent free of charge. It so happens that provided Hortense's funnel can stand it, I can let you have a full set of radar to shove on the top.
Radar?
Yeah. Think of it, Nunky. Yeah. With that lot aboard, you'll be able to spot the customs launches coming without having to stick your ear trumpet out of your porthole every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it would come in handy. My word, the wind can't half blow southerly down that trumpet at times. Here, where did you nick this radar gear from?
Nick? Nick? What a thing to say. It's all genuine knocked off. Morn and Murray told me to get things tidied up, and this lot is part of me tidying.
And that, me lad, concludes the plea of mitigation for the accused. No thanks.
It's all right, I tell you. Get that radar gear aboard Hortense, and you'll never get caught with a southerly wind up your ear trumpet again.
How much?
I thought you'd never ask. Now, look, seeing as your family, Monkey, yeah. Much as I hate to admit it,
yeah.
There's no charge.
Eh?
Provided. Provided Johnsy cops the profits of your first 3 trouble-free smuggle trips to the continent.
2, 4, 1, 3. Done.
My goodness, you drive an hard bargain.
Yeah, well, I wasn't born... Yeah, hang on. 3 trips was what we started with.
Yeah. Here and cheap at the price. Right, I'll dump the redundant radar on the Eatmore tents this evening.
Well, Ritikins, dear, enjoying the trip?
Oh, simply super, Stevikins. I think it's terribly clever the way you drive your boat all by yourself.
Oh, really? Well, I do have a little assistance sometimes. Not much, but a little.
Oh, silly boy. Always so modest.
Chief.
Mr. Phillips, sir?
As a fellow member of the occasional hired help on this ship, could I have a little assistance towards a tiny touch of the old left hand down a bit?
Be more just, sir. Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Amazing how we manage to limp along on our own when the captain is otherwise engaged, isn't it?
Incredible, sir. All right. May I remind you that the captain's lady is on the bridge?
One never forgot it, sir. During the entire trip, I've never called anybody a... or even a... a boy.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Beautifully timed. Bridge?
Starboard look out, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, Chatin. If you can spare the time, have a look ahead, sir.
Goldstein?
But don't waste too much time looking, sir, because you can't.
What?
Fog, sir. Dirty, great, big grey clouds of fog.
Oh, no!
Beautiful it is, sir. Reminds me of the slag heaps in Clambolgetley, steaming on a hot summer's day.
Godstein.
Come to think of it, all Clambolgetley steams on a hot summer's day.
Never mind
particularly
about...
Particularly my uncle, Gareth Goldstein, fish and six penners. 2 days of sunshine and he looks as if he's boiling instead of frying. Well, part of the chat, and now, sir, I reckon you'd better get back to blowing your hooter before we hit something. Yucky da.
Quick, chief. Stop engines. Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir.
Sound siren.
Sound the siren, sir.
Hey. Just a navigational moment. What is this? A takeover bid? Lovable Leslie is the driver.
Of course, Stevikins. Has something gone wrong?
Yes, dear. We've run into fog.
What we can't have done. The chap on the telly last night said it would be a clear day with long sunny intervals.
Oh, blimey. That accounts for it.
Stevikins, your Eatkins is frightened.
Yes, so is Lesleykin.
Yes, and Johnsykins.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No, I expect it'll clear in a minute or two. I mean, it often does. Doesn't it?
Captain Purvis' office?
Hello, Missy. Mrs. Intelligence meeting.
Are you quite certain?
Is Captain Proby there? Because Commander Bracewell wants the word.
I'll get him for you straight away.
No, hang on. If I ask you out on Friday, I bet you'd say you're washing your hair.
Yes, I am.
Good. Can I come and shampoo it for you?
Certainly not.
Grantchason, is this a personal call?
Yes, sir, very. Commander Bracewell of Intelligence for you.
No, good grief. Hello, Captain Purvis speaking.
Bracewell here, old man. My word, you're in it again. They're practically unscrewing the nameplate off your door now. Fix yourself up on the civvy job yet?
Yeah, Commander Bracewell, what's gone wrong? What's happened? Whatever is it? Oh, for goodness sake, tell me. You can't leave me in the dark like this. And I've got to know who did what where.
That's a style bag of panic. I've got emptying the personal things out of your desk drawers now.
It's Trotbridge, isn't it? What have they hit?
Certainly, old man. All I know is that he'd had an urgent phone call from Admiral Popov Bittux wanting to know where his daughter and his son-in-law have steamed off to.
Hey, but they're in the harbour. They only went for a quick trip round the bay yesterday.
Try looking out of your window, Oban. They're not back yet.
What? Oh, good grief. That means they've been out for 24 hours.
That's the spirit, Purvey. Thought you'd catch on eventually. With your luck and this fog, they'll probably land up right in the middle of the fleet's new radar exercise. Toodly-bye. See you at the Labour Exchange.
Well, it didn't clear, did it? No, but... It will.
Mr. Murray, sir, that's what you've said every hour on the hour for the last 26. And it's still as thick as it was.
Well, don't blame me. I've got problems of my own. When I took my new tube of toothpaste out of the cardboard box this morning, I couldn't use it.
Why not?
There were no instructions inside.
Oh, shut up!
Incidentally, come on, Murray, sir. there's a little... Well, we've all been, seeing that Mrs. Rietekins, I mean, you know, your lady wife, Mr. Balser, and seeing that she's in your cabin, well, it crossed, we were all wondering. I mean, without wishing to be, indelicatessen, well, oh, blimey, where did you sleep last night?
I didn't. If you must know, I walked up and down. Didn't want to give the ship a bad name.
But you're married to Rita Kins?
I was merely respecting the tradition of the service.
With respect, sir, I doubt if that's a tradition Lord Nelson started.
Bridge?
Able Seaman Tilly reporting, sir. Good afternoon.
Oh. Are you on the WT again, Tiddy?
Yes, sir. For all the good it's doing me.
Pardon?
The WT's jammed, sir.
Oh, dear. You sure you've turned it on?
Positive, sir. Last signal I got was from an elderly gentleman named Ebenezer Pertwee shouting, Mayday.
Mayday?
The old gentleman's very words, sir. He reckoned that if someone didn't turn up quick, Hortense's funnel was going to fall off.
Hortense's funnel? Oh, that's his tub.
I'm relieved to hear it, sir.
What on earth can he have on the top of his funnel to make it topple over?
Seagull, sir?
Diddy, don't be ridiculous. You are, without doubt, the thickest, dimmest, most top-headed sailor I've ever met.
Ah, well, you know about these things, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, really?
Gosh, I've been promoted.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, I always thought that I was the thickest, dimmest, most cloth-headed sailor he'd ever met. Bridge?
Starboard look out here, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein chatting. In case you hadn't noticed, and I don't suppose you had, the fog's gone. See, for miles you can.
Oh, thank heaven for that. Head back to harbour immediately.
Perhaps you didn't hear me right. I said I could see sea, not land. We seem to have drifted out into the middle of the Atlantic. I suppose Mr. Phillips must have let the hand break off as usual. That's
lost! That's where we are! We're lost! Doomed to sail the seven seas to maternity! Never to be heard of again! Except by Gooley's ghosties and Ulasticity! Say, Pertwee, sir, I'm too young to be a perisher. Get me back to England, home and mini-skirted birds, sir. England expected of you, sir. Living in the field of human corn and the cobs, so many of
that'll do. Now, there ain't one answer to this. Mr. Phillips, switch on our new radar, and we'll find out which direction land is.
Aye, aye, sir. No, hang on. Where's the handbook? I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to turn on the wrong switch.
No, sir, please, sir, don't.
No, don't panic. Don't panic, either of you. No, I can see it all now, yes. No, it's perfectly simple, yes. No. Yes, I see what they've done, yes. It's very clever, this. Very clever. All we have to do is turn this switch here. Well, it's so obvious. It's so obvious. I mean, it's a wonder I didn't think of the modification myself, really.
Watch it, lad. He's getting overconfident again.
Now, as soon as I turn this switch on, the screen will light up and we'll soon see exactly where we are. There.
Brilliant. Not so much as a test card.
No, but I can hear a funny humming noise coming from the scanner.
Perhaps it's the little green men having a sing-song.
No, sir, it's definitely an humming noise. Listen.
Hey, that wasn't a humming noise. That was a whistle and a bang.
Go quick. Turn that thing off. Someone's shooting at us.
And very good shots they are. Anyone want a bit of brand new radar scanner and mask going cheap?
I say, I do hope they haven't hurt any of those little green men.
Oh, shut up. It's the radar exercise fleet behind us. You must have pressed the wrong switch. We've been transmitting the signal instead of receiving one.
Hey?
Their shells are homing on us. They must think we're a target ship.
Well, whatever they think we are, sir. They're too flaming accurate for Pertwee's liking. Let's give them a sailor's farewell, sir. Perm one from any four directions and go. We're bound to find Portsmouth eventually.
Well, gentlemen, I must congratulate you. It's not often that a quick trip round the bay takes 8 days. Particularly in a ship of the Royal Navy with a woman on board.
Oh, Rita Kins wasn't with us all the time, Captain Purvey. The RAF flew her back from Gibraltar.
I know. The Admiral told me. He's had the bill. I imagine it'll be on your breakfast plate tomorrow morning. Along with another whacking great one for that new radar equipment destroyed. You know, what the hell happened to it?
We're not sure, sir, but if you ask me, while the little green men were having their sing-song, one of them said a rude word and a fight broke out and they wrecked the joint.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but Vice Admiral Buttonshaw is here from security to see you and Gilbert and Sullivan here urgently.
I wouldn't like to be in your shoes, gentlemen. With any luck, this should be the end of a terrible friendship.
Ah, there you are. Oh, and Murray. And Philip. I've just heard the news. Congratulations on saving Admiralty a fortune in useless radar masks and scanners.
Eh?
What?
Huh?
Exactly. We discovered that with the Mark 31 radar operating, it only needs one Mark 30 on an old tug coming back from the continent to start transmitting. And the entire fleet's radio equipment goes out of action.
An old tug?
Yes. It's called the Hortense. Yes, if the weight of the equipment hadn't caused his funnel to fall overboard, we'd never have known who was jamming us.
It's very useful knowledge, sir, but I still don't see what that's got to do with these two.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Oh, very brave men, then. They knew that the shells would home on them if they pressed the transmitter key instead of the receiving key. And deliberately used themselves as guinea pigs, for the honor of the service.
Still don't see you.
Wake up. The transmitter signal is stronger than the receiver. So all the shells homed on them. Well done, chap.
Why, it was nothing, sir. Bashing up radar masks is the sort of thing I do every day.
I, for one, would be the last to disagree with that. No, wait a minute. I've just remembered something. That tug, Hortense, belonged to Ebenezer Pertwee. Now, where did he get that Mark 30 equipment from?
Eh?
What?
Pardon.
Exactly. Of course, I've got no proof, but I'll find it. It was Pertwee and them. They flogged it. Oh, leave it to me, sir. I'll get them. I'll make the service a cleaner and better place to live in. I'll
leave off, Pertwee. You're getting on my wicket. Come on, you two. It's time you brought me a drink.
Yes, cheerio, Captain Pertwee.
See you some other time. I'm.